Okay, we're recording and we're ready to begin. Good morning, I'm Mary Bixby. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Student Success Programs Nonprofit Board, which operates Audeo Charter School and the Charter School of San Diego. I'm Mary Bixby, founder, president, and CEO, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide, I think the group knows you, so please respond when I call your name. Len Herring is excused, the chairman. Scott Barton.
Present.
Member of the board. David Crean.
Present, member of the board.
And Tim Martin.
Tim Morton, present, member of the board.
And Eric Schweinfurter, I believe, will be joining us. Item 1.3, consideration and approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E1. The SSP Board of Directors determines, in accordance with Governance Code Section 54953E1B, that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of this state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person, and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B. Do I have a motion for of item 1.3?
Motion.
That was David, I think, that made the motion. Is there a second?
Tim Morton, second.
Tim Morton, second. We will conduct all voting via roll call. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
Okay. Eric is with us now.
All right, welcome, Eric.
I'm Eric, thanks.
All right, we are on, and so the motion passes. 1.4, establishment of the quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.4?
Motion to approve. David is.
David, second?
Tim Morton, second.
Tim Morton, second. The motion is approved. We will conduct all voting via roll call. Oh, sorry, we didn't do that yet. Okay, now we will vote on the motion. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
David Crean, aye. Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
Aye. Eric Schweinfurter? Aye. Okay, thank you. Passes. Could we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance 1.5? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.6? I think that was David Crean made a motion, and the second?
Scott, second.
Scott, second. All right, we'll conduct all voting via the roll call. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
Aye. Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
Okay, moving on. Item 2.0, public comment. Public comment, Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of Student Success Programs Board, non-agenda, shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point and in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Got anybody there? Nobody, Veronica, anybody, Amanda? Nobody's at our sides, okay? Moving on. 3.0, administrative. Oh, wait, I missed. 2.2, agenda public comment. Am I right, Lynn? Am I on 2.2?
Yes.
Okay. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Hearing none, moving on. 3.0, administrative items. 3.1, consider approval of special board meeting on December 1st, 2021. And December 9, 2021. Do I have a motion for approval of item 3.1?
So moved, Scott.
Scott, so moved. A second?
David Crane, second.
We will conduct all voting via roll call. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crane?
Aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
Moving on. Moving on, we will begin our public hearing. It is a time certain at 10:05. We are beginning at 10:10, which falls under soon thereafter. Next. The Governing Board of Directors encourages participation by parents, teachers, and members of the community interested in the affairs of Audeo Charter School and the Charter School of San Diego. The public hearing is now open for the Educator Effectiveness Grant at 10:11. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the public hearing. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Catherine Rambo, Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator, will present the Educators Effectiveness Grant Plan. And of course, this public hearing is required. Thank you, board members, so much for being available. We very much appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Catherine, can you go with us, please, for 4.1?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mary, and thank you, board members. I will start my presentation. This presentation is for the Educator Effectiveness Funds Plan for Audeo Charter School. Again, my name is Catherine Rambo. I'm the Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator. The total awarded to Audeo Charter School from the CDE is $84,698 to be used for professional development by the 25-26 school year. The intent, as described by the CDE, is to provide professional learning to promote educator equity, quality, and effectiveness. There are 25 teachers and other certificated staff that will participate for a target of 1,216 hours through the 2025-2026 school year. The one-time funds from the CDE with 10 specific allowable uses that the CDE specifies. On the left side of this chart, you'll see the allowable use criteria number from the CDE that aligns to our professional development plan. Criteria one speaks to mentoring and coaching of staff for teacher retention and to improve teacher work-life balance. We have aligned our new teacher training program and professional growth training, as well as the teacher induction program and our teacher wellness professional learning to this criteria. Criteria two promotes highly effective instruction for Common Core state standards to improve literacy. Our professional learning sessions that are aligned to our Smarter Balanced Assessment Blueprint and follow Common Core state standards instruction fall under this criteria. Criteria three is to provide accelerated learning opportunities and improve student engagement. Our professional learning focused on Avid and Naviance will support this criteria. Criteria four is specific to trauma-informed practices, social-emotional learning, suicide awareness, access to mental health services, and training to improve student well-being. Our Altus University sessions with our Healthy Youth Therapists and Healthy Youth Department fall under this criteria. Criteria five is professional learning to promote equity and positive school climate. Working with our equity and inclusion officer, we have identified equity conferences, root cause analysis training, and the implementation of a cultural proficiency certification for teachers. Criteria six provides training to improve inclusive practices around universal design for learning and the development of individualized education programs for individuals with exceptional needs. So we've included our special education training within this criteria. Criteria seven is specific to training to support English learners in language acquisition and development. We have included training for our integrated and designated English learner program within this criteria. Criteria eight is designed to provide funding to join an extended professional learning network. Within our plan, we are researching with the goal of joining a professional learning network so that we not only have outside professional learning at a discounted rate, but also networking opportunities and potential partnerships with universities. Criteria nine is to support the new ethnic studies curriculum legislation. And we have included training for the creation, adoption, and implementation of the ethnic studies curriculum. And lastly, criteria 10 is to support the new TK age requirement of 4 years old. So we've included early childhood education training specifically for management, instruction, and strategies for the K-5 program. Thank you for your time. Are there any questions?
Down here.
No questions. Now, that was for the Audeo Charter School. The criteria is the same, but there are specific numbers relating to the Charter School of San Diego. Catherine, could you share those with us, please?
Absolutely. So for the Charter School of San Diego, as Mary said, the Educator Effectiveness Funds Plan is very similar. The difference is criteria 10 does not apply to CSSD as it does not have a TK5 program. The total award is $84,698 to be used by the 25-26 school year. Again, the intent is to promote educator equity, quality, and effectiveness as described by the CDE. We have 75 teachers and certificated staff that will participate for a targeted 4,084 hours throughout the 25-26 school year.
Okay. Are there any questions?
No questions on my end.
Okay. No questions. Catherine, thank you. I don't see that this requires any action as it is a public hearing. Okay. So at this time, we'd like to close the public hearing. It is 10:17. Moving on, the consent agenda, 5.0. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below, unless specifically requested by a board member for further action further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board voting on them. The president recommends approval of all agenda items. 5.1, consent action items for Audeo Charter School and Charter School of San Diego for each school. 5.1.1, consider approval of meeting minutes for October 26, 2021 and November 18, 2021. Do I have a motion for approval of consent items 5.1.1?
This is David Crean. I've reviewed the minutes and I would make a motion to approve.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second. Scott, second.
Okay, that's Scott Barton, second. We will conduct all voting via roll call. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Tim Morton?
Epstein. I was not participating.
He was not at that meeting.
Okay. Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
Okay, and so the motion passes. Moving on, board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Is there any sharing from board members?
It's Tim Morton, just welcome. I'm welcome to be on the board and I'm glad to be there. So looking forward to serving.
We're delighted. And as you know, Tim has experience on our boards and you're all, I think you know Tim Martin well. And so we're very happy that you're joining us. Thank you, Tim.
Nice to see you again, Tim.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
That was Scott. Any discussion?
No, I could second that as well.
All right, we got a second going. We will conduct all voting via roll call. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
Eric Schweinfurter? Okay, so meeting adjourned. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. If I don't get to see you before the winter holiday, hope you all have a wonderful, safe, and happy winter holiday. Enjoy some relaxation time wherever you might be. And thank you, Steph, for taking time to be here. Really appreciate that, too. We appreciate your interest and your support. So thanks to everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.
See you.